Radio.
Groovy. I don't know the game.
Groovy.
Finish him. Finish him. Finish him.
Hey, everybody. Back again. This is nice. This is a little nice background. A-Squad's back. Rise Like Phoenix. With me, Giant Shock.
Let's go.
Max Barracuda.
What's up?
Novus Redemptor.
I miss those commercials.
Victor Belmont.
Oh, you know it.
Full squad. Back again. Last week's episode was late, and we apologize, but it was Memorial Day weekend. We're recording it on Wednesday, and we still haven't put it up, so it will be up tonight. Right?
Right.
Right. All right, everybody. Let's find out what's new.
What's new?
All right, so besides beer pong, what's everyone been playing this weekend? Giant Shock.
I'm going to go back to the FIFA Cup weekend, man. Once the cups.
Novus Redemptor. What have you been playing this week?
I was also going to say...
Oh, all right. My bad. Don't open with FIFA.
I was also going to say...
After that.
I've been trying to relearn those Halo 2 maps because we're going to get some more Halo 2 going. And
that was so much fun.
Yeah, me and Victor over here blasted Rise's team pretty bad last
That's
time.
Just not true.
It was brutal.
Yeah, it was pretty
rough. The team you did blast, but we went over this last episode.
Yeah, you got fucked up.
I decimated everyone so hard the first time that they stuck me with, they were like, we got to break up the teams, which means Rise has to be stuck with 3 scrubs. Novus Redemptor.
Mostly 2 things. I forgot one of them, so we'll just move on to PC. I've been playing Guns of Icarus with my friends on Steam lately. It's basically blimp warfare, so it's been a lot of fun.
Is it a little faster?
No, it's pretty slow.
How many men do you get your own
it's
blimp?
Basically
you man your own blimp?
It's 4 men crews, usually 2 blimps per 4 blimps per fight, 2-on-2, and basically you just kind of shoot down other blimps, use flamethrowers. You get mortars, regular cannons, and you're just fighting. You can repair things as you go along. You can kind of get off the guns, go fix something, go back to the guns. But it's just kind of really slow blimp warfare.
Well, yeah.
It shouldn't be as fun as it is, but the matches...
Oh, the humanity!
But the matches do take a long time, and it actually is a lot of fun.
Did you name yours the Hindenburg?
Can you get famous blimps, like the Goodyear blimp and the Hindenburg? And I can't believe I know more than two famous blimps.
The MetLife blimp.
The
MetLife.
I don't know, because
the Duff Beer blimp.
The Turtle blimp!
Never fully in place.
You hear that, Guns of Icarus makers? Turtle blimp. Fucking now. I'll pay for it.
No, but I haven't seen this game, actually. So is it like...
You like jet fighting games? Imagine them really slow.
Right.
Maneuverability.
Basically, again, four-man teams. You have one person who's piloting.
But does everyone have action, or is one guy shoveling coal or whatever?
I don't know anything about blimps. That's my personal downside, because when things start getting hectic, mm-hmm. say all the action's happening on your right-hand side.
It takes you an hour to get there.
you have guns in the front and on the right-hand side, and you have somebody piloting the ship.
So once in a while, the Wright brothers fly by and they're like, you're ineffective.
It's a blimp, though. Can't you just shoot like a regular handgun and absolutely decimate it?
Well, no. You can sit there and set it on fire and slowly watch it crash the ground. But anyway, if all the action is happening on one side and you only have a gun in the front and that side, your fourth person is just standing there waiting for something to happen.
Well, before you go up blimp, mm-hmm. For that 3 hours that you're inflating... Do you build your own blimp? Like, do you get to choose how many guns are on it?
You're like, when you say deploy, you are in the blimp, blimp's in the air, and you're heading toward the fight.
But I mean, it's not like the Wizard of Oz, like, wait, I forgot my shit, running.
You have the gun, you have the ship set up, the guns that you chose, and you have your crew.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you get to build it from scratch? Can you build your own blimp?
No, the only thing you pick is the guns, I think.
Danny just reminded me of the game I played this week too. It was called Kayak Warfare.
Nice. All right.
You put turret guns on kayaks. And
all right.
Zip around the lake, whatever.
Max, what are you doing this week?
I'm back on my trying to catch up on series that I've missed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm on Uncharted, doing those games.
Okay. Which one?
I'm still on the first.
Still on the first.
I'm a few hours in.
Now that you got that PS3.
Yeah. Had it for a few months. Just haven't gotten to
I got the rest of them that you can play.
I have them. I have all 3.
As far as the Uncharted games, I love them, but in the beginning, they were like graphically stunning, and that was the deal. So
it's
is that
funny, I'm playing that first one that doesn't look as
I know,
dated now.
The first one, the Everyone thing that bothered me the most was he had a necklace with a ring on it, and it stays on his shirt even when he's leaning over. And it's like, if you're going to put that kind of detail into the game, just take it out not going to make it move.
Now that we're in a generation later, everyone just kind of looks rubbery.
Right.
They all just look a little too shiny at all
times. But it's fun, right?
It's a fun game.
And it was the first game I knew that I could switch shoulders.
Yeah.
Over the shoulder for third person, right or left.
Gears of War can do that.
Right, but I think they didn't do that until 2 or 3. They didn't do it in the original one.
Yeah, no, definitely 3.
Well, you can switch your hands, but you go lefty or righty?
And it changes the view of the shoulder that you're looking over. So if you want to go over, let's say it'd be advantageous to be looking to your right if you're looking around a corner, then you could switch it with your right analog, which is fun.
Helpful in certain games.
Yeah, it is.
I played a couple games with it.
All right, Victor, what are you playing this week?
Doom 3, the remake.
I love Doom 3.
Oh, I love it. I can't. I picked it up. It was like $6. I'm like, this is fantastic.
Is Doom 3 the one that you go to hell?
Xbox 360. Yeah, at one point, I think you go to hell, yeah.
Okay.
Aren't you always in hell?
No, like roaming around some like Mars setup. Like you're on Mars, I believe.
I think it's like you're in a Mars base and then you go into hell and then the rest of it's just Mars bases.
It's funny. Yeah. I was just thinking of Doom 3 recently. Did you play the South Park game?
Yes.
They do, like, when you're on the spaceship and you find all the audio logs.
Yeah.
You're kind of poking fun at, like, games like Doom 3 where you find nothing but audio logs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last night I finally got the chainsaw last night. I'm like, this is where it starts.
can you actually beat that game without putting in codes? Because I couldn't fuck with that game.
Doom 3 wasn't that bad. No, 3 was easy. It wasn't like 1 or 2. 1 or 2 were impossible.
1 or 2's not happening.
Yeah.
3 was a
They're on
modern
there
game.
With it. They're 1 and 2 are on there.
Are they?
I'm not playing them because I don't want a headache.
Well, I bought
pussy.
I bought Watch Dogs. I bought Watch Dogs last night, but I did not open it. So unfortunately, I've just been playing.
That's helpful.
Titanfall. I played Titanfall all night last night.
Oh, yawn. Let's go on to the next game, Dan.
Been hearing mixed things with Watch Dogs
and FIFA, guys. I've been playing FIFA.
On to the news.
On the news.
To Steve, assemble.
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take me away. I don't mind.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square.
All right, Max, I'm glad you brought it up. So keeping with the Watch Dogs thread, I have a couple stories about Watch Dogs just because it is the first real, truly next-gen game that came out. And first off, it's pretty much rated around an 8 everywhere you go. But other than that, Ubisoft announced that Watch Dogs was the fastest-selling game of all time for them. And just remind everyone, they also put out Far Cry and Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
So it beat out Assassin's Creed for the fastest in a 24-hour period.
Well, yeah, like you said, first for the generation.
It was really, really hyped.
And I've been hearing about this game for 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah. They also have something like 20, I think, I don't remember the number, but it's over 26 internet memes that you can flash on you know, to fuck with people, you know, on billboards and whatnot. So that's kind of fun, I guess.
I mean, I'm just thinking about a hacker, stats. Right?
Yeah, it's about a hacker, but it also sold more copies. Actually, it's looking like it's going to tie. They're hoping to just tie Assassin's Creed because it did so good.
Which Assassin's Creed?
The newest one. Oh, okay. Black Flags.
Black Flags is the one that sold the best?
Yes.
Oh. It's also the best in the series.
Watch Dogs outsold it within 24 hours, but not for the long haul.
Well,
yeah.
it only needs like three days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let the hype get out a little bit.
Right. It's also it also has two other awards, which is GameStop's number one next-gen title ever sold, which obviously whatever.
Yes,
it beat out
who cares
three other games.
Yeah,
Rise,
I was gonna say it's only about like what,
right, and
games at this point?
And Ubisoft's number one.
Well, pre-order. Can you call Titanfall next gen title when it's technically not only a next gen title?
It was initially just a next gen title.
For like,
and it's the whole point with that was that Titanfall was only Xbox. Watch Dogs is both.
All right.
So anyway,
so that even like reduces the number that it could possibly be competing against. It's like now it's 1 out of 12.
Right. Well, also they won the award for most pre-sailed new gen.
It's like saying best movie of the year on the second week of January.
Also, they pushed it back like 2 years, so it's been pre-selling for a long time.
The community seems mixed on it, though.
I think I'll tell you next week.
I don't know, I've been checking out like Reddit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are a little overcritical.
Well, I would go as far as 87% of people on Reddit are haters.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. Like, this was what we waited for.
Okay, but that's coupled with the stat that 100% of people who are on Reddit are haters to begin with.
I'll take that.
You think people sign on to Reddit to love? To spread the love?
You're right.
Anyway, Watch Dogs also had something in the news. This Watch Dog PR stunt ended with a bomb squad being called.
In Australia?
Yeah.
Again? I heard this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a SWAT team. I'm sorry.
No, that was Call of Duty. That was
what happened?
All right, so this Australian news station gets this black box that contains a safe and a keypad and a PIN number. And it's got a note that says, check your voicemail to their entertainment reporter. Unfortunately, the reporter didn't have any voicemails, so he's like, what the fuck? He calls up all his news station buddies, just a couple of stations. He doesn't think... He's pretty used to PR things, so he's like, all right, I don't really think this is a bomb. And then nobody else got one for whatever reason. Ubisoft was being stingy, I guess. Or they don't have that many news stations in Australia. I don't fucking know.
Well, usually, any sort of game is hard to get into Australia now because they have like, a lot
They have really strict.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Right, right. So anyway, he had no voicemails. He types in this key code, and the safe started beeping. That's when he got scared, and he called in the police, who brought in the bomb squad. They have pictures online of the PR box, busted wide open the safe, and inside a baseball hat, a beanie, and the copy of the game.
It's a bomb.
Right? They're like, it's a bomb. He's like, hey, that's my job to decide if it's a bomb.
Hey, guess what?
Critic joke.
It would have been great if the game did fail, though, because you're like, oh, it's a bomb. Right. Ha, puns.
Right. Right. No, that's kind of what I was going for about 5 seconds.
I guess they got the PR they wanted.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Anyway, that was fun. Anyone else planning on buying Watch Dogs? It's slow news. It's slow news. I have a whole section on the E3 spill. Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's next week, right? Or 2 weeks from now?
It's 2 weeks from now, but they have an annual list of
what they're talking about.
What they're going to... Not the big reveals, but they have an annual list of games that they want you to check out on E3. So I have a whole list of them that I want to go over after that. So the news is going to be kind of light this week.
Watch Dogs... I mean, what do you just do? You just kind of fuck around on your cell phone in a virtual world?
No.
No.
You gotta,
no, it's not like that.
There's a story to it.
It sounds like...
I'm talking about the gameplay.
It sounds like causing technological chaos a la like Grand Theft Auto. That's what it sounds like.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, that's more...
But I heard cool things. Like, you can log into your friend's game and hack his game. Like, if he's being chased by the cops, you could either help him by changing all the traffic lights or lowering bridges,
mm-hmm.
or completely fuck with him by causing traffic jams so he can't get away.
It's a hater's ball.
It's a troll game.
It's a troll game.
All right. And last piece of news, Nintendo's announcing an affiliate program with your YouTube and Let's Play, which I figured Danny would like.
I saw the headline, but I didn't even read into it, so I don't even know what it means.
Basically, they're starting a thing where if you do Let's Play on Nintendo games and you get enough hits, they're going to start throwing some cash for advertising.
Oh, good, because my three view...
No, you're not getting any cash. I'm talking about successful ones.
You can get a hey penny.
Quick thing unrelated to this. The WWE episode that I posted, the one that I was saying is going to be so great, my first video that ever got a downvote, a dislike on YouTube. I was like, what?
Somebody disliked
that shit.
Does it say who?
No. I wish I did. Cause I
right. It's because EJ was on.
Right, because then you'd be mad at me. No, but with Mario Kart coming out, man, this week Mario Kart comes out. You might want to jump on that.
I might. It's a matter of having the money for it, so.
So then you won't.
It was just a holiday. I did get paid double time, so I might spend a little extra on that.
Dude, if I mean, come on, man. You gotta jump on that Mario Kart, man.
I played the demo twice. It looks so good. I'm.
It's a pretty game.
And more characters. The maps look good.
How many people can you play at once?
I think it's the normal four. Yeah, it is the normal four, mm-hmm. according to them. But
do you all have to have a big... The Wii, you think?
One person uses the pad, three people use the stick. So it's basically like combining the Mario Kart Wii with the whole use the stick or use the nunchuck thing, and then one person uses the pad.
I would so rather just use the actual wheel than the big pad.
Can I just get a controller?
They're doing that too eventually, but it looks good. It seemed like it's going to be kind of awesome. Again, it's rehashing the same stuff, but adding more of this you know, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Turtle shells.
Flare?
More but better. That's what I'm thinking of.
We got a spike one, we got a what? Blue, a red, a pink, all the turtle shells you possibly want.
Of course, they kept in the rules where, you know, like, oh, you're getting close to the finish line? Blue shell up your ass.
I hate that one.
Add wings to them, rollerblades.
Anyway, I was going to have one last story, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to put it up on the Facebook instead. And that's somebody uncovered a couple of things, propaganda against chess. And you could verbatim take out chess from the 1800s propaganda and put in video games about how chess is ruining people going outside and how it's not it's murking up people's brains.
So things haven't changed.
No, nothing changed. The more things change. Anyway, I'll just throw it up on the Facebook. Cause it's, yeah, but it's hot boring for me to read, so I'm just not going to do that. Let's take a test.
Okay.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
This is only a test.
Stop sitting behind me. Fool. Don't even look at me.
Why do you give me the sweet spot?
No. Don't even look at
it. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to be going over a lot of games that are coming out in E3 this year, so I'm going to be using a lot of acronyms, and I realize not everybody knows them. So this test will be an ACK-ATTACK. I'll be throwing out acronyms. You guys will be naming which game that acronym belongs
to. That sounds
like fun. For example, COD is Call of Duty. I remember when I first signed in to the online world, I didn't know what a lot of acronyms are. So hopefully people learn something. All right? At the end, we'll have a bonus question worth...
We'll figure it out.
Fuck it, 3 points.
1 million points.
No, whatever. You can double your points. Let's do that. No, you can...
Do
times your points.
I was going to say double zero.
So if you have five, you can get 2.5. Fuck it.
Let's double zero. Let's get there.
Right. Okay.
Throw a one in front of it.
First acronym of the night. CNC. Max Barracuda.
Command and Conquer.
You got it, brother.
Woo.
Do I have my...
You have any sounds?
Woo. I do.
Ding.
Woo.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you have your iPad. Your iPad.
Rise like Phoenix approves.
Have your iPad for a second week in a row.
Right, I do. Let me actually... No, whatever. I'm not going
to
bring it up.
Let me grind the show to a halt.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Thanks, Danny. All right. Next one. D-D-R. Max Barracuda.
Dance Dance Revolution.
You got it, baby. I'm just going to say derogatory things when you guys win.
Sweet.
Okay.
I'm kind of flattered.
Third. D-O-A. Max Barracuda?
Dead or alive?
You got it, Toots.
They're just really quick. I can't possibly... I knew all of them so far. I don't even know. I'm just slow. What do you want from me?
I know the answers, but it's just like the slowness of him saying out the
he's
letters.
Like,
it's
D...
like...
DP, Diamond Dallas Page.
Okay. M. G. Novus Redemptor?
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, MGS. Nice.
Cheaters.
We're having 10 questions, by the way, so we're on,
oh
we're
God.
On 5. We're on 5. And these are a rather longer name. All right, here's a good one. R. B. Why? A lot of people wouldn't know that one. I happen to know that. Anyone?
Herbie, why?
Nobody. It refers to Pokemon's red, blue, and yellow, since they were all the same.
That barely counts.
That's. I was about to say. I'm like, I thought that, but I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's.
Nobody ever heard of RBY.
We don't connect them all as one game.
And you didn't say P for Pokemon, fucker.
That's not the acronym that's commonly used.
The game is called Pokemon.
Man, you got half the rainbow there, bitch.
It's PR
negative.
PB. The game. And PY.
No, no. The game is called Pokemon. It just happens to come in different colors, different games.
You're wrong. all right, here's one commonly used for a very long name game. KOTOR. Max Barracuda.
Knights of the Old Republic.
You got it, baby.
That's correct.
LOT. Giant Shock? I wasn't done. But Giant Shock?
I'm going to say Lord of the Rings, something or other.
I'm not going to give it to you.
All right. Wait, let me just think of one of the games they have.
All right. Go ahead.
A War in the North?
No.
Ah, okay.
L-O-T-R-O. L-O-T-R-O.
Dan.
Lord of the Rings Online?
You got it, baby.
All right.
Question 9.
Stop looking.
I can't see.
He can't see.
I see you just like...
What are you so worried
about? Yeah, because he's ruling ass.
I've said more than 3 words during this thing.
I wish he would cheat at this point.
I'm going to try to cheat now.
I don't need you making a comeback.
There's 2 questions left.
He's never answered a question
on the
show.
You can get the 2 and then double your points and tie. Right.
And I still lose.
All right. SMB. Novus? All right. Novus has it. And the last one. G. T.
Grand Theft Auto.
Negative. Anyone?
Oh, it's just GT?
Yes.
Gran Turismo.
You got it. We are deadlocked.
I figured that was a trick.
I thought they were dropping the A at the end.
I know. I knew you would. I knew you would. So this one's 4-4. I'm just going to say you guys both bet all your points.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, so...
are we doing this, like, raise a hand thing, or both answer and...
This is a raise a hand thing.
Okay.
For the win.
So glad we're here.
For the win...
Moral support.
Oh, I have my question written down. Hold on. Okay. For the win. These two major titles, exclusive to their respective systems, have the same acronym, causing much confusion to all gamers. Max Barracuda?
Do you want the acronym or the game names?
I want the kit and caboodle.
I'm going to go G-O-W.
Okay.
Gears of War, God of War.
You're the winner, sir.
Balls.
Yes.
The winner.
You really gave me a run for my money there, Victor.
I actually knew a lot of those, but your hand is like super fast when mine is like... And I'm sitting behind him. If I raise my hand, he can't see me.
Okay, you didn't raise your hand,
don't worry. But I would have felt it. I would have felt it. Trust me.
You would have felt it? Just grab your head next time.
Just smack him in the back of the head like, I got it.
What?
I just have a question real quick. Why do you need to fucking abbreviate like Gran Turismo, right?
Or like,
why did I?
Why not?
Why do you have to?
People do, because I guess Turismo.
What about like the most famous one, TMNT? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's a cartoon more than anything else.
They have ludicrous amounts of games.
They do, but when you think of them, you think of the 80s cartoon.
Or the comic.
It's because we were around for it.
Mm-hmm. And
they're still coming around right now. They got the
The new movie's coming out. I can't wait.
They just released the game last summer.
All right. So after the test, we're going to commonly come up to a different section, and then I'll do my fun thing, my E3 thing this week. And right now, though, I'm handing it over to Novus for his new section.
Yeah.
We gotta get some music for this top 5 section.
We do.
Get a whole bunch of Rise High Fidelity.
is that what you want, dude?
No, we're gonna get like a whole bunch of High Fidelity.
I saw you reaching for your pen, and I was like, okay.
I wasn't gonna do it.
Of course you were.
You're
not. No, I wasn't. I was looking for the Novus song. But I have so it mixed between my iPad and iPhone.
What fucking Novus song?
You know which one? The good one. Do you want a little Phoenix Love?
Sure.
All right.
It's like Phoenix, out of the ashes, seeking brother than vengeance.
He's really something.
Best of all time. Best of all time. Time.
Don't worry, he's not conceited in the slightest.
I forgot you guys weren't around for that.
Spent a lot of time on.
Oh my god.
I didn't hear too much of that during Halo 2.
This is coming from a man who was ridiculously butthurt that he spent so much money on boosting a post that got nothing.
During Halo 2 was a whole bunch of, Victor Giant and Full Metal.
Anyway, Dan, you got a new section. I'll have a new sound clip for you next week. Badass.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be gorgeous.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so you gave me the duty of doing top 5 lists. I can pretty much make up the topic as I go along.
Yep.
So we were... talking about Darkwing Duck last week, which made me think of DuckTales.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo! He's like, top five recreational Wars Repair episodes.
All of them, number one. But no, I was thinking, like, a lot of the stuff that they put into that DuckTales remake is, like, above and beyond. They added cutscenes. They made the graphics look really good. So I was like, what other
old... They got the original voice actors.
Yes, that too.
That was hot.
Yeah. So, like, what other old NES games would be really good for HD remakes?
Yeah.
Okay? So this is just strictly NES.
Mm-hmm. You start in lowest to highest?
No, this is gonna, this is not going to be, like, you know, like... 5-1. It's just going to be like 5-1 that I've come up with.
No particular order.
Right. I'm gonna have some honorable mentions at the end, and we can discuss them later.
AKA 6, 7, 8, 9.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
So obviously, Darkwing Duck, because same reason that they did DuckTales.
Yeah.
Ducks.
Yeah. But it's essentially a lot of the same game, a lot of
Ducksburg.
Graphics.
But it's going to look like a really nice Mega Man game.
I don't know how well the DuckTales game did.
Just the fact, we're not even talking about how well it's sold, just things that, like, would be good in that same idea. Like, they took it, they kind of just added more to it, made it look a lot better.
Oh, yeah, you know, dude, I'm just remarking on whether we'll see it.
No, like, we likely won't. Okay. But it's games that could use one, and it would be pretty goddamn cool.
It would be cool.
So, that's what this is. Blaster Master.
Yeah.
Blaster Master, you could see, though. That was a popular game.
With Blaster Master, you could take the updated graphics, you could add a lot more stuff to the background, probably make the overhead look a little bit cooler and not glitchy as hell.
Fix a lot of gameplay in there.
Yeah, yeah, like that would be a lot better. Kirby's Adventure. Towards the end of the NES, they had this game. It doesn't really need that much updating because it was still fairly good for its time. But you can do a lot more cool stuff with it. You can change up the gameplay a little bit. But they also have elaborated on Kirby games in recent past.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't have to do too much to it, I guess.
I could see that coming back. Yeah. Kirby's hot.
Yeah, Kirby.
Kirby's hot in the street right
Kirby
now.
They
just came out with a Kirby game recently.
Was it 3D or?
Yeah, for 3DS. That came out like a month ago, maybe.
I'm thinking like, you know, side scroller of Kirby, like old.
Yeah, so the 3DS is like they redid like old side scrolling ones. Like it's really cool.
Well, then scratch that. Zelda 2. And I picked Zelda 2 because I think they can do a lot more as far as visuals go with updated graphics. Because I don't want to touch 1. Like the first Zelda 1, you don't touch that.
It's... But would you change the gameplay at all?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
No, I'd make it harder. Make people even more mad.
Yeah.
Make that one hallway impossible to pass. More rocks.
But keep the side scroll?
No, I thought it was really great, game.
I like the side scroll. I like that game because I've been playing it. We were talking about it last week. I've been playing the game for my my hardest game series, Arcade of Futility. And I'm liking it a lot more than I remember liking it. I'm also realizing that I never made it that far in the game.
Right.
So it's a lot more... It's a lot more in depth. It's a little bit more like confusing because they don't give you any like real hints. They give you like I am Er.
That was one of those games that you were just like, "Fuck this game, I'm going out."
That game is you just talk to everyone because somebody might somehow give you something at one point.
Yeah, like, oh no, I lost my mirror. Well, fuck you, bitch.
All right. That was that game that my mom never understood. That it took that long. So she'd be like, you've been playing for 4 hours. You're going outside. I'd be like, of course I've been playing for 4 hours because you turn fucking off every time I've played for 4 hours.
But it, like it's a good, long, elaborate game that could use a little update. And it's also been ignored in general because you have...
And some save points would be nice.
That game never had a save state?
It didn't
have
two?
No.
If you got a game over, you started back from the temple, like in the middle of the map, far at the beginning.
But
at a certain point of the game, like you unlock the hammer, it makes you take a super shortcut to this one area, or you get this other, like it's that bad.
I'm starting to remember why I stopped playing that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, as soon as you learn like where all the one up with extra lives are and you save them to the point where you're going to go fight the final place, it's not even that bad.
Yeah, and
it's
you really learned annoying. It by playing it over and over.
Well, that's how those old games were. There's one,
not
there
if you had the power.
I was going to say, if you didn't have the power, you were either calling the hotline, had the power guard, or there was no internet. That's it. Figure it out.
Well, you had that obnoxious ball grid from Mega Man. That was so bad.
Oh, man, the passcode screen was ridiculous.
All you needed to know for Mega Man 3 was put one of the balls in the upper right corner. You got 9 E's, game's over.
Right.
Okay, last one. I couldn't pick which one, but Castlevania.
Original. Yeah.
Now, I've heard...
Go with 2.
I've heard 2 suck, though.
No, I love 2. 2, people hated 2 because it was... The night to day thing was ridiculous. They could upgrade that, and then they could take it away. That's, and that was the one of the biggest complaint everybody has. Is like, when night changed to day, the sun. Like, god damn it, why does this thing keep popping up?
I like three.
Three was really good.
Three was where you could change characters.
Four was my favorite one. It had the best soundtrack.
Four was amazing.
Actually, that's on SNES, but
yes, but that's.
But like any Castlevania, because technically it's all a lot of the same visuals and whatnot, so it's not like you'd have to really stretch.
Did they ever do an updated Ghouls and Ghosts?
Fuck no.
No, it was called Super Ghouls
and Ghosts. No, hell yeah, no, man. Fuck that game.
I thought about that, but I was like.
It's hard as fuck.
Technically, Ghouls and Ghosts was updated to Super Ghouls and Ghosts. It's almost the same exact game.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But I mean, you can even do it like more upscale. Bring it to like.
I always want to punish yourself like
just getting hit for more angles.
Yeah, no thanks.
You know what? Sometimes the challenge is worth it.
But with Castlevania in particular, the game. They're still making Castlevania games as of what, like last year, Lords of Shadows 2?
It wasn't even last year, it was a couple months ago.
Okay, you can, like, with that kind of game, you can throw a lot of cool little nods to the entire run in the background and just have a lot of cool shit like that, whereas obviously the game wasn't that far along back then, but you can have a lot of cool little bits and pieces that you can throw into the background or add to the dialogue, which didn't exist back then.
I mean, obviously, I love that you picked Castlevania.
Yeah.
Right, that would be smooth.
Yeah,
I would like.
But some of my honorable mentions, any of the Ninja Gaiden old ones...
Yeah, I like the side scrolls a lot better than the beat 'em ups nowadays.
That's the thing though, like with older games, side scrollers, well, most of them were side scrollers, but side scrollers would be best because you can have all sorts of cool background stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, and, the rain and whatnot in there.
And also a lot of the games, if you made them now, not even whole HD remake aspect of it, but if you remade them now, you can fix all the friggin' problems with the controls and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Which is a huge problem with a lot of the oldest games.
With the Ninja Gaidens, I think they did get a remake. Because I played it, I think they got released on the Wii.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Was it like actually updated graphics?
No, it wasn't. Okay, but the controls were a little better. The thing I liked about the old Ninja Gaidens is that you felt like a precision ninja because it would take that one slash to take somebody out, and then it was quickly sheathed, as opposed to the bonkers thing it is today.
And it's also like a matter of like those older, like the older Ninja Gaidens, you had to move quickly. And which is the same case with the
Well, he moved. He was tiptoeing and high stepping. You know, he's like,
and then sticking to walls and not being able to jump off a side of a wall.
I mean, that game, I was watching people do speedruns of that game, and like, after you watch somebody do speedrunning Ninja Gaiden, you're like, I don't even know how to play this game.
Or Strider, man. Like, because they're like running.
They like know what enemies you can hit by, so they can miss certain steps, so they can go. I'm like, I'm not playing it like this.
Yeah, I was watching this this video of like kind of like a guide thing of it, and it was like, yeah, here's where you need to, you know, build your strength and speed. And I was like, you, like this guy's blazing through it, no problem. I'm like, eat me. But. Either two Metal Gear games. They released Metal Gear and Snake's Revenge in the Legacy series for Metal Gear, but they didn't do anything to them. They just released them as they were.
The overhead games?
Cleaning them up.
Yeah,
they didn't clean them up or anything. They just released them as they were on NES.
Those are hard as shit, the first ones.
Yeah, they were.
Those were tough.
I hated that as a kid.
I haven't played them yet. I did a post on Facebook recently. I was like, should I play it chronologically as far as when they were released? Or chronologically according to the series story.
Right.
Everybody said I should start with Solid 3.
I said start with 3 instead of the story just because... But I did that because 1 and 2 were so fucking hard.
They also come much later, so it's not going to be playing it for a while.
Right.
So Metal Gear Snake's Revenge, the original Ninja Turtles game, again, side-scroller.
Everyone loves it.
Could be spruced up with gameplay, better gameplay.
HD easy remix.
I don't think they need better gameplay. Just fix a couple of the little... iffy parts. I mean, the game's pretty
more
solid.
More pizza in the game, please.
It's a good game. It could be better a little bit with
maybe if you went to a different stage, you got your characters back instead of just being
Actually, they have that. I have that on my Wii as well. As downloaded, but it's not
once
HD.
Again,
less electric seaweed.
Right. No. You can't. Bad? No way. If I played a remake game of anything and they dumbed it down for me, I would be very disappointed.
What are you talking about? Maybe just be playing the Battletoads game without the stupid level you couldn't beat.
Right, dude.
It'd be awesome. It'd be like, oh man, this is what happened after that shit?
I did consider
quick vote around the room. Who thinks that makes you a giant pussy? To wish what, that it was much less harder.
Yeah.
Get rid of that one part. That was like, it doesn't affect...
Remember when they released the Ninja Gaiden originally and they had to make another version that made Ninja Gaiden Black because Ninja Gaiden was too hard for most people to beat?
They released Ninja Gaiden Black, then they released it with Dog Mode.
Yeah.
And basically, if you played dog mode, they would make fun of you the whole game. You're like, oh, you're just kind of a great big old pussy. Like, they would literally put dialogue
I would be cool with that. Yeah, fine. I would be cool with that. If they had some real embarrassing thing in the Battletoads, we were like, oh, can't jet ski, huh?
well, they did that in a lot of other
this
games.
This door's for babies. Would you like that door? Oh, you would?
If you play the game I Want to Be the Guy, the movie The Game, if you play it on the easiest difficulty, which is medium, mm-hmm. Anytime you hit a save point, it just says wuss. a lot of these...
Yeah, see, I would go for something like that.
Is this working now? Okay. Yeah, a lot of these modern games are making fun of you for those kind of things.
I would like that.
All right. Last two. Anything Mega Man?
Mega Man got HD.
Never going to do those.
They did it HD. The newest one's HD.
Anything
it's
Mega Man being brought
style.
Up to Mighty Number 9 type right. view.
Right.
Like, because that game looks awesome.
It was awesome.
They should just do the whole series again.
They're never going to do that. It. They make... games are worth like $100 a piece at this point on the NES.
But that's why I
like, well, they're between $60 and $100. Like, I know Mega Man 5 for a fact is like $100 online right now. Like, cheapest you can get it.
I'm still kicking myself for selling all my games.
Yeah. The Japanese Final Fantasies are like worth way money too.
I'm not sure about those offhand. I recently looked at the Mega Man. Why are these skyrocketing?
Game Hut, North Babylon Village has a lot of the rare games. I know
they have the Mega Mans. They have a bunch of them.
They got a bunch of those. They got Marvel versus Capcom. The original goes for like
that's worth a lot.
Goes for like 70 bones.
$70.
Right? I think one of the versions does.
The original
people still play it. Like they
go
still
to
run
the arcade and play that still. That's still there.
Find an arcade around that has it.
I didn't say I bought it.
Find an arcade on Long Island.
Go to any old movie theater.
All right. And final one, Super Mario Brothers 2.
All right.
It's been kind of ignored a lot. You don't need to change one. One is what it was. Three has been redone however many times. Two has been ignored. So yeah.
They should make it look all dreamy.
That technically wasn't supposed to be a Mario game.
One has been redone hundreds of times to make him look like a ganja warrior and fucking just all sorts of crazy shit.
One basically became like Super Mario Brothers Wii, Super Mario Brothers Wii U, however many different Game Boy
Advance
games.
Yeah, the new Super Mario
Brothers.
Yeah,
all they're
just
those.
I always say those are more like 3 than anything else, or Super Mario World even. Mario World, really. No?
What?
The Mario Wii games, I compared to the Super
Doesn't
Mario Wii
the same
World.
Because with the newer ones, they combine everything that Mario has done
right.
so far.
You're right.
And so it's all kind of
so
the same.
So tennis, golf.
Right. But with 2 has been ignored. Again, it's just a reskinning of Doki Doki Panic from Japan. But like everyone hated it because it was different. The ending they hated because it was a dream.
But bring it back because it was weird.
But they did make it too. They just called it Lost Levels.
But that's also because of the fact that
it was exactly like one, but harder.
But I think Shigeru Miyamoto played that game and said, "This is crushingly hard. Let's not release this."
It went out in Japan.
Ridiculously hard.
Mm-hmm. It was out in Japan as Mario Brothers 2.
I have it on my computer somewhere.
But they didn't bring it to the States because it was ridiculous.
Ludicrously hard.
I'm talking
for no
about Americanized. Yeah. Doki Doki Panic, Mario Brothers 2, that whole... It's already cartoony looking. You can have a lot more fun with
Dude,
it.
Dude, I think they should make the entire thing look like a dream and just not trick us the entire game.
Little clouds around
yeah, like, just make everything like a haze around it.
Just put like when you
like
fall...
Like Bart's nightmare.
You
fall like,
the map.
He falls on.
Am I dreaming
you? You know when you fall into the map, just like before that, just go black screen? Spoiler alert, this is a dream. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's it. Just drop you in.
Right.
Do you want to continue? No.
No, I don't want to.
You know what game I get my money, man? Is Two Bad Dudes. I would definitely roll
Two Bad Dudes.
No, there was Bad Dudes and there was Two Crude Dudes. You're talking about Bad Dudes, right?
Two guys with the tank tops and the fucking sweatpants.
Bad Dudes.
They got to save Ronnie Reagan.
I know a game that you made.
Yeah.
What? River City Ransom.
Yes!
Yes!
Hell yeah.
Isn't that, like, that's made
That's the one where you, like, level up and have to, like actually,
it's
like,
RPG
level up.
It's an RPG fight game.
But
it's
made by the guys who do all the Crash and the Boys games, right?
I think so. I'm not sure offhand.
And the boys.
There's a series that uses all the same characters.
Cool in the Gang?
No. Dumbass. No, there's some company that makes these games. They made Crash and the Boys. I think they did River City Ransom. It's all these like white guys with pompadours and big buggy eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
same company.
That no.
It's like Double Dragon.
That and an HD remake of Mutant League, that'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah. Mutant League would I'd be feeling that. I never played that one. Cyborg Justice was a game I used to play.
What about the baseball one? Baseball Simulator 2000, where you had the robots?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Characters. That was awesome.
I was going to put the two Star Wars games on my list, but I played them before coming here and said, fuck these games. I'm pissed.
What about Little Nemo?
Little Nemo, I love that game, but like... I think it's one of those things that like should not just be touched. Because...
Nah, man, you got to bring back the Noid.
Go watch a cartoon.
Yo, bring back Gyromite. Explain what the fuck the point of that game was.
To get to the maze.
The point of the game was to get you to buy the Rob the Robot.
I had this stupid thing with Rob the Robot. I set him all up. He didn't do a goddamn thing. Yeah, and I couldn't get past the first little brick.
Well, history is repeating itself. Thanks for buying that Xbox One.
That was your Kinect. Kinect stinks.
I know.
But I'm like 3 years old when that thing came out. It was above my fucking head. My grandpa couldn't figure it out either.
At least you weren't tricking.
People's grandpas aren't figuring that shit.
He bought it. All right. I figured he would, you know, be able to do something with it. Had anyone got that thing to work?
I didn't have one.
I never actually had one.
There's a video from the Angry Video Game Nerd of him going through the only two games that they made for it, and it's really funny because it's just him sitting there staring at it like, what the fuck are you doing? Do something!
I love that episode. I love everything that guy did.
All right. Good job, Danny. Thoroughly enjoyed your list.
My list of 10 from 5.
I was going to say, we named like 15 at least.
Right.
25 right. games.
So moving on to the confirmed games of E3. I have a giant list here. First, we're going to start off with things that are cross-platform. Then I got exclusives. If anybody wants me to stop real quick and talk about something, let me know.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
Let's do this.
Hold on. Let me get my list.
Oh, stop it. I would like to talk.
Hush that mouth. Okay. First game coming out on all this year, Assassin's Creed Unity. Anybody looking forward to it?
Is this...
You just ruined the game
just
for me.
The new...
Unity!
Actually, there's two Assassin's Creeds coming out this year. Assassin's Creed Unity is 5.
Rick James one.
That's the one that we've all been talking about, that that's going to involve the boat and whatnot once again, which makes Black Flags a little less special to me.
I think they should kind of update the boat thing, man. Like, I mean, there's, how many games are going to put the boat being the main focus of the game?
Here's another thing. They just announced Assassin's Creed Comet, which is going to basically follow a Welsh fisherman on the boats.
So now it's just boating adventures.
It's just
series.
Boating adventures.
There was a boating game for, I think, like the Sega Genesis, where you were a pirate and you attacked other pirate boats. And that was amazing.
Can we at least get some...
Sid Meier's Pirates?
Like World War II flying or something like that?
Man. They go into space 2 years. Assassin's Creed in space.
You won't hear him coming at all.
Oh, no. It's a... Assassin's Creed...
Floating.
Assassin's Creed Comet is going to be about a mariner named Shay who possibly becomes... embroiled in the Anglo-Frankish conflicts of the Seven-Year War. Come on, guys.
Oh, everyone's favorite conflict, right?
Get the fuck out of here. We know, man. The boats are fun. Give it a rest.
Yo, the whole point of those Assassin's Creed games is like an alien race came down and basically tried to stop the end of our whole world. It'd be cool if like you find out you're part alien, you have an alien adventure on a different planet. Like...
It's not really the plot of the game.
I don't really think I need that. Like Desmond out there in like a space alien world or whatever.
I mean, Desmond, I'm talking about just the memory, you know, like the fucking whole the anime.
I don't think that would fit into the Creed where it's like they're explaining historical figures that disappeared, and then all of a sudden Desmond gets out of Manifest and he's like, holy fucking shit, guys! My ancestor went to Krypton!
That'd be way cooler.
He was there fucking Superman!
That'd be way cooler than, hey guys, guess what? More boats!
Right.
More
boats! That would be a more fun game, but that would totally wreck the... Alright, well, no, you gotta find out more about Ezio. Are you kidding me? I don't care about any of this.
Are they motorboats? Nah, sails and shit still.
Batman Arkham Knight. Another everybody?
Fantastic.
You knew that was going to be huge.
They had the game trailer. A little bit of game trailer. Has anyone seen it?
Yeah, you showed it to us on the show.
No, but they have game footage.
I only saw the initial trailer.
Does it look a lot like their previous ones?
Yeah. No, it's gorgeous.
I was going to say I'm excited either way. So.
Yo, I got to open this window. I'm getting smoked out, son.
Yeah, more smoked out. The window's open.
Oh, well.
It is open.
People are...
The grill's closed. Right there.
It's open? That's what it was. Say, like, people are grilling out back our studio.
Like, baked this crew out.
Come out and be like, "Yo, right. You guys full?" Like,
I'm going to go home, and my wife's going to smell me, and she's just be like, "Have you been freebasing charcoal briquettes? What the fuck's up?
You getting your meals somewhere else, Dan? Right. Is that the case?"
All right, Batman Arkham Knight looks amazing. Battlefield 5 looks gorgeous. What? I will not be buying even a little
How
bit.
How many times do you have to be
even
burned?
A little bit.
Why are they even thinking about Battlefield 5 when they still haven't fully fixed Battlefield 4?
I don't know, man. Up. I don't know.
We're not making any DLC until we fix 4. Fuck.
Right. It's fucking...
No, get back, man. Over the hill. Nobody lives forever.
I want to go to this year's E3. Because you know why? Because Xbox, you know goddamn well, is going to have to come out full guns blazing. Everything that they were like, let's save for next year or the next con, no.
They're going to have a huge, huge display of a gigantic garbage can, and you get to drop your Kinect in as you walk into the
right. Right.
Just trade in the Kinect, yeah. And like a little piece of paper that says Dignity on it.
Right.
Free ticket to E3 if you bring them your Kinect.
Right. Where saw we?
It still sucks. I don't get
right.
it.
Right. All right. So, Borderlands prequel is coming out this year.
I'm excited for that.
That's going to be debuting. Series. All these are going to have booths at E3, which is just amazing.
Sweet.
Borderlands, and that is, I believe that's still Handsome Jack, right?
It's basically the bridge between 1 and 2. It's after...
But it's like on the moon.
Yeah, well, it's after 1. It's where Handsome Jack rises to power, which leads into 2, where he's just, you know...
I want to play as Handsome Jack. I think that'd be awesome.
Everyone
like,
does.
I wouldn't be surprised if they give you like one opportunity to do
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
He's
I
much
he was
better
great.
Than any of the main players.
I've never had somebody talk shit to me the entire time and loved it.
Like, right. Like, that's honestly one of the funniest games I've played in years. It's just so goddamn funny.
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare looks good.
Boo.
Yeah, same thing over there. Yeah.
No, they have the mech suits and whatnot.
I'm Kevin Spacey.
I'm done
and
with
Kevin
all
Spacey.
Duties. I'm excited for the story mode. Actually, I forgot about the cold Kevin Spacey
right.
shit.
Sid Meier's Civilization's getting a new game, but it's Beyond Earth,
in space.
Yeah. Well, it's called
like
Beyond
alien
Earth Civilization.
Abe Lincoln's, like, alien Caesar.
Thank you for the translation.
So is it going to be like Spore?
I haven't gotten really into like a lot of the later Civilization games.
They're good. It was free on Xbox for a little while, 2 months
Civilization
ago.
Revolution I downloaded, yes. Yeah. But like, I haven't really paid attention since 3, but like, I want to get back into it. I have 5. I start playing it, but I can't. But I love the games.
Right. Well, Beyond Earth might be your chance to get back into it, because that sounds fun, man.
And with it being in space, it probably takes away a lot of the little intricate things about being on Earth, as far as like
being on Earth,
right? Gravity, air, water, stuff like that.
I'll cut you
the essentials. Take a little specifics about being on Earth by being in outer space.
Okay, but it'll be a lot different. Water. It's a whole different thing to learn. So it'll probably be a little bit more.
No one can hear you scream out there.
Ozone.
When you get assassinated.
Anyway, a game that I'm very excited about, which is a boot that I'm sure won't get much love, but Costume Quest 2 is coming out.
You mentioned that.
What's Costume
Quest? Costume Quest.
Costume Quest I went over as what I was playing.
Oh, if I remember, this was comical. It was a stupid game. I remember it was like with your avatar, right?
No. Costume Quest is a game where you are a little kid. It's very Calvin and Hobbes-ish, where you recruit other little kids.
Oh, I remember
in,
this.
In regular outfits, like you're in a box or whatever, mm-hmm. But it's an RPG, and when you actually fight somebody else, you're represented by a massive Voltron-like robot, and you can change costumes, and you basically collect a garbage bag and like a flashlight, and all of a sudden you turn into the Statue of Liberty, and it looks like crap when you're walking around, but as soon as you start fighting RPG style, it's just epic. You're this epic
take that South
version.
Park episode with the weapons.
Yes. Fun
time,
with weapons.
Yeah, take that episode and just kind of make it with different.
It was a really fun
more
game.
Outlandish thing.
It was just a really fun game, and it's probably not going to make it to consoles this time again. It was an iOS game, but I'm excited about it. I loved it. Destiny.
Oh,
a little game called
Destiny.
Coming, yeah.
Bungie's
I
first title.
They're hoping to break even, I would imagine, at this point.
They spent so much money on that game. I can't wait.
Is this a RPG or FPS?
Do we know anything about it at all still?
They say it's not an MMO, but it certainly looks like
an MMO. They keep saying it's not an MMO. And I'm like, but everything you say.
I know something about it.
It's an MMO.
It's called Destiny.
Right.
Yeah, it's got a big circular thing.
It's
coming out eventually.
It's supposed to revolutionize.
I mean, they know about the story a little. Didn't you ever hear anything about the story?
I haven't heard much about it.
We're warring and blah, blah, blah. There's a massive battle going on and whatnot. And then this orb comes down. And we're all dying. And basically, there's no food left and everything. And this orb comes down and it causes peace somehow. And it's just been hanging there for like 60 years over the last human civilization.
It's kind of like when you're...
And it protects the human civilization from being totally wiped out.
I'm failing to see where the game comes in.
Well, you got to go out. You go out of your civilization and do shit. It's kind of like Borderlands, except you got a big ass hometown and everybody's on the same page.
Everyone's just mad friendly. Tim Hortons.
I mean, I really don't. I mean, I don't know that much. You know, they're keeping it on the hush.
You know what? You know, I just started thinking because you said the big orb thing. I'm thinking like, you know, people just hanging around like, you know, a wedding or a dance thing, and everyone's grumbling and angry, and then the disco ball comes down. Everything just gets A-okay.
Pretty much, man. That's exactly what it's like.
So Earth is saved by a giant space disco ball.
It's going to be awesome. Everyone's going to buy it.
I'm making that game.
EA Sports UFC edition. No, it looks
Bruce Lee.
Beautiful.
No one cares.
No, it does.
Bruce Lee's in it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's gonna be awesome.
I'm gonna get that game. Bruce Lee.
On to the Nintendo Wii section.
Yes, no one cares.
No one cares.
More game plastic.
Game of Thrones is getting a new game, and it's going to be a Telltale game.
Oh fuck yeah!
Should have been the first place.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I knew that would be a crowd pleaser, and I knew to put that right after UFC EA Sports.
Well, no one likes Bruce Lee.
Kingdom Hearts 3 isn't coming out this year, but they'll have a boot.
No shit.
Right.
I'm so pissed about that. I've been waiting for so long.
Kingdom Hearts 3 not coming out this decade.
If you want to go to a booth, you see a lot of concept art.
Right. Dude, it's my favorite series. I'm still going to walk up.
Boo!
Just boo them.
Wait, so when's
Kingdom
next,
Hearts what, 3, Balls of Blue.
When's the next generation of consoles coming out?
I don't know.
6 years.
Right. 6 years. That's probably
you're waiting we'll eight.
We'll start seeing teasers for it then. Metal Gear Solid 5 is definitely coming out this year. I already played the little vignette.
New Hero?
$30.
A little level taste. Yeah, but whatever. You could trade it in for $15, so it's not that bad.
For now.
Right.
So everybody
so is
the
there
game
a new
fast.
Hero in Metal Gear?
No, it's Snake. It's Snake.
Didn't he?
I'll let you borrow it.
Die?
No, he didn't die.
They, like, the timeline jumps around so much.
Oh.
I think this
the story to... the story got away with it.
I was gonna say in four isn't he like 7 years old or something?
This
like
one
that?
Happens in the '80s though, I think. This mm-hmm. I think chronologically this one happens
I'm
before.
I'm trying to remember. No, because he was you know, oh yeah.
Does he got a mullet? That's
he's
the...
got the mullet. He's got the mullet.
Someone put up the timeline, so
he's got the mullet and the iPad. So yeah, '80s. It was okay. It was nothing fancy. I mean, yeah, it was like a big board, but at this point I've seen it in other games, guys, so okay, so Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor. Anyone excited
looks
about it?
Looks awesome.
It does look sick.
Does I've it? Gotten that so, game looks yeah. so cool.
I've gotten so many Lord of the Ring games. That
no, you got the movie ones, man. They were
no, awesome. The movie going. Ones are awesome.
The movie it's ones are
fun. All the ones that are garbage.
But they were like beat it in
I mean,
a day games.
The Third Age was awesome. Yeah, that wasn't a movie
Spider-Man
one.
Ones.
Not even War a full Man day. Doors. No,
you
no.
Know the Spider-Man ones you just beat in a day. Like all the movie games and shit like that. You can beat that in a day.
Yeah, but Batman, I think I want to say Lord of the Rings movie games were like the shortest
game. Every Batman
ever
game ever until like the Arkham series, you beat in a day.
But and Lord of the Rings had replay value because you could yeah. level your guys up, and yeah. it was crazy fun.
Wait, did you say every Batman game except for the Arkham series?
Yeah.
You so you mean the last four Batman games?
No, I'm saying yeah. Well, except for those, all the old Batman games you beat.
I don't
one
think
Batman.
You can do that. I don't Fuck. Think you're allowed to go back five games to say that there were two. That's not in the rules.
Rules of what?
Anyway,
gentlemanship.
Mirror's Edge 2. I'm excited about it.
I heard
Mirror's
that.
Edge 1 was
one
fun.
1 was mediocre.
I was going to say, was 1 fun. Was so long ago, I totally forgot about it.
It was really the first game I saw parkour. Now everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's,
Mirror's Edge 2. Definitely excited.
That game was just a lot of
great
lot
art
of
direction.
Running. Yeah.
Give it that.
It looked good. It looked good.
It's a pretty game.
The Spider-Man movie bit off the animation from that, if anyone remembers for a trailer. I'll show you guys afterwards. The trailer for Mirror's Edge, what I remember distinctly, was her doing a series of jumps and runs, and then all of a sudden somebody compared it to Spider-Man 2, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it was verbatim the jumps and runs. They stole it. They stole it. It was just, they stole it, or the same company came out with the trailer. Project Spark, I don't really care about it now that the Kinect isn't doing anything for me. So we'll move on. Okay. Exclusives. Now, I want you guys to pay attention to see which system do you think is going to pull ahead on the exclusives this year. So I'll read 1, 1, and 1. Microsoft, Fable Legends.
Boo.
I think it looks good, man. That's the one that's going to let you use your iPad to drop dungeons.
I think everyone's let down by 3 and 2.
Fable makes a lot of big promises that they don't ever live up to.
We'll see. But if it does let you face your friends and be the dungeon master on the iPad, it's definitely going to be worth a shot.
Maybe.
That's implying that people have iPads.
Yeah.
Okay, Nintendo, Hyrule Warriors.
That looks kind of
It's always
cool.
going to do good.
It's going to be good.
But it's not a Zelda, traditional yeah, Zelda game.
It's going to
oh, no.
It's Dynasty Warriors.
Dynasty Warriors. Dynasty Warriors. Which I loved all of them.
I think that might be a fun way, because, I mean, there's not, those Zelda games
That'll
are always
That'll shake
like,
it up a little bit.
Yeah, you never had a Zelda hack and slash.
It's like, going to do right. It's gonna do well, but it's going to get, like, mediocre reviews, probably sixes and sevens. Because
it gets what Dynasty Warriors is going to get.
Yeah, because Dynasty Warriors gets old after, like, an hour.
I played at least 70 hours in the last one I just picked up.
Okay, but it gets old after an hour.
Nah, I loved every second.
I'm more interested that it's in Hyrule. I'll play it for that.
I want to see how they're going to throw, like, you know, the Zelda timeline into that kind of game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into.
My only issue with the game is how many characters? Like, Dynasty Warriors is like 85 characters. Like,
they have like 5 or 6.
Ganon, like Link, Zelda.
I haven't even seen Ganon.
No.
If I can walk into that, like, a big fight, like, dark like in Dynasty Warriors or... as Sheik and, like, you know, punch, kick, and use a bow and arrow, I would be just...
Sheik and Ganon have not been confirmed.
It would still
the big question for that game is why did they give Link a big gay blue scarf?
Yeah, he does have a massive Himalayan scarf.
I want a big blue scarf
because it's cold, and he wanted.
I need to see Tingle in the game. Tingle kicking ass. Am I right?
Unlockable character.
Yeah, Tingle.
See, he just gets murked real quick.
Problem is, I don't know enough about Tingle to really make a joke here. I haven't played too much of the.
He floats away on balloons.
Tingle's a bitch. That's all you need to know.
He's deep, hero.
Deep Down is Sony's PS4 game.
I don't know this one.
It's a free-to-play RPG game coming from Capcom. So that's right up your alley. Capcom, free-to-play.
Whoa.
RPG. No, that's
RPG.
That's accurate. No, wait. Free-to-play and RPG, yes. Capcom. Yeah.
It takes place in New York in the year 2094. Ravens are a group of people that possess a special ability to read the memories and objects and hear voices of the past. As Ravens, players will proceed... I'm reading this because I don't know about this game either. As Ravens, players will proceed through dungeons in the past and investigate. There is a theme of emotion in this game. There are various dungeons in the past that correspond to the feeling of human emotions. This sounds fun. Free to play? Yeah, all right.
Again,
hopefully they don't ruin it with microtransactions. That would suck.
It's free to play. You know there's microtransactions.
I was going to say, and it's Capcom, so you're going to download... All the stuff that you could buy through microtransactions is already on your computer, but they're going to make you pay for it.
Capcom's the one that likes to bone us by coming out with a couple downloadable characters for their new games and then coming out with a $60 original game with all those characters in it.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
Street Fighter series.
Or Capcom versus Marvel.
They also have notoriety for putting downloadable content on the disc and then having you pay to unlock it.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about.
That's sticky.
Dushy.
I think that's mine. Mike.
Pete. Dan. All right, forget about it.
This is good audio.
Huh? Oh, we didn't pause it.
All right.
Sure. What's next?
Gears of War 4 is gonna have a booth.
What?
Who's you?
A proper. Victor.
I didn't touch anything.
Gears of War 4 is gonna have a booth. People are promising that Gears of War is the new Gears of War is gonna be a reboot.
A
redirection. They haven't said reboot, okay. But I'm thinking reboot. They said that fans of the series are going to be super pissed at the style and whatnot that they're going for, but I guarantee you they're going away from the giant.
Now I'm excited to see this.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to see what they do.
I want to see 4 normal looking dudes. I kind of do.
Just
I mean,
wimpy like, ass people.
I want to see it like Wind Waker cell shaded.
So you want to play as the Stranded during the whole wars?
I can't do this. My mic is.
All right, so wait, just time for 1 second.
All right, the mic's fixed. So, yeah, the Gears of War, I'm glad to hear that it's getting a fresh beginning.
You know what was always bugging me about the Gears of War, like the animation, was like, you're the Gears, you're just jacked up, right? But then the regular people were so less jacked up than you.
Yeah.
It was like, what was the Gears training like?
I always assumed that they were given a little something. You know?
Like Scott Steiner's, they're like, they're.
Yeah.
Big pop puff. Yeah, yeah.
That's what their body types were, like, basically.
Right. Monster Hunter 4, Nintendo.
I've heard the third one was amazing.
3 was really good.
I didn't play it.
I want to play it.
Yeah.
How'd you like it, Victor?
I liked it a lot.
Okay.
I got to play it a bit, but I mean, I was playing it on the Wii at the time, and I'm like, oh, I really hate the Wii.
You mean the Wii or the Wii U?
The Wii.
Okay, they updated it for the Wii U.
Yeah.
Halo 5.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't do my Sony one. Ah, fuck it.
I'm actually really not excited about Halo 5 because I'm still on Halo 2 at this point. Halo 2 has just got so many better memories than
we were having fun.
There's a rumor that we're going to redo Halo 2.
Here's the next game that's going to have a booth. Sure. Sorry to cut you off, Victor, but Halo, the Master Chief Collection, which is all four of the original Halos redone.
I don't even need the game. There's just give rumor. Me all the multiplayer levels, and then that's it.
That's what I wanted.
All four. Hopefully, each of them has... Actually, do you guys think that they would give each of them an online mode? No way.
I think
so. Why not?
They're going to come out with a game with all four Halos, the original Halos, and an online mode for each game? I don't think so.
Actually,
Halo 3 is still up.
Well, remember what they did with Anniversary? They connected the two onlines to one thing. Like, you could play Halo Anniversary, which was one, but if you went online, it was four.
Oh.
Yeah, it was dumb. It was like, wow, they don't have this. They have the same maps, but it's like, wow, this is dumb.
Yeah, man, I don't see that happen. New Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
You sure it's not RYB?
No, that would be the red, those blue,
are
or yellow.
Those are remakes of
right.
the
Now we're combining the old ones. Colors.
Right, it's the Omega
ways.
Ruby and the Alpha Sapphire. Are you going to buy it? I know you're a big Pokemon
fan. I'm getting both of them, like I always do. I can't help it.
It's more of the same, but it's quite fun still.
Alpha Ruby and... Or Alpha Sapphire, rather, and Omega Ruby.
Okay. Epsilon Emerald.
Okay, so we're getting Sunset Overdrive, finally.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. It's like a Team Fortress-type game. Anybody?
No, I never heard of
it. Sunset Overdrive is a new one. I don't have anything written down, but it's I think Bethesda's coming out with it.
I might check it out then.
Yeah.
I like Bethesda.
What do they do?
Let me look it up.
I'm pretty sure they did Borderlands.
Bethesda?
Yeah.
No, Borderlands was Gearbox.
You're wrong.
Bethesda? What was Bethesda then? Was it Rage?
I think it was Fallout and everything else under the friggin' sun.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of...
Sorry, my bad. Sunset Overdrive is from Insomniac. Oh. It's from Insomniac Games.
Insomniac, I don't know shit about, so...
Right, it looks good. It looks like a Team Fortress
Red. Insomniac does Ratchet and Clank.
It looks fun.
Just throwing that out there.
New Uncharted... The Uncharted's gonna have a booth. A new Uncharted's gonna have a booth.
PS4?
Yeah.
Getting caught up just in time.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog for Nintendo. It's called Sonic Boom.
Beating a dead horse.
That's the one with the uber jacked knuckles.
Yeah.
The Gears of War knuckles.
Yeah. That's...
I love the idea. No, you should be able to walk up to the booth, kick a dead horse, and walk away.
That would be fun. What else has Nintendo got?
Mario just gets to keep
Smash Brothers, of course, going to have a massive booth, I'm sure.
Of course.
When does that come out?
I think
never.
Late summer.
Yeah.
That's only on the Wii U.
Oh, new Fire Emblem. For Nintendo.
That's sweet.
That's fun.
I love those games.
Those are RPGs, right?
Tactical RPGs.
Yeah, okay, tactical RPGs.
So I have an interest in that.
The best part about them is if your character dies, they're dead. You really have to try hard. Like,
it's like was it Final Fantasy Tactics, I think, does that?
I think so, yeah. Tactics did that, too.
Yeah, which I always bummed about. Like, don't you fucking die.
Oh, The Order? All right. I'm looking at Sony games. Sorry, I'm just picking through because I'm going through a lot, and some of them, they don't have it saying whether it's a PSP game, or I'm not naming PSP games because we'll be here forever. The Order 1886 is coming out, which is an upcoming PlayStation exclusive.
Heard that one before.
Yeah.
It's a third-person action-adventure game that follows an alternative history surrounding a group known as the Order, and they pursue to stop monster-like creatures and ancient foes that threaten man's existence in 1886. Thanks, Brian. That looks fun. It looks kind of like, what was that? Sean Connery bomb?
The Leo Schreiber.
That was a good movie.
I was just going to say, it sounds like that show Penny Dreadful on Showtime.
I like that movie.
Oh, that show is creepy.
I like a lot of movies.
That show is The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the series.
That retired Sean Connery. He's like, I'm not touching anymore. Like,
yeah, he was like, I'm done. I'm done putting in my cotton hair and dragging my old ass out.
He changed his accent to Russian, apparently.
Yeah.
I no longer play movies. Sean Connery.
I wasn't doing an impression. I was saying, yeah.
The name is Bond, James Bond.
Wait, dude, weren't you Scottish? I told you I'm not acting anymore. I can't be Scottish. You've been doing that too long.
I wasn't doing an
impression. I did it once to try and impress a chick in a bar.
I wasn't doing an impression. I had something in my throat.
Oh, okay.
And the conversation goes back to this.
Oh, does it?
I trying to multitask here in the podcast.
All right, and last one for Microsoft, Quantum Break. Quantum Break is a new game that was announced for the Xbox One. The game will blend between a live-action TV series and a video game where how you play in the game will impact the show.
If this has nothing to do with
CD game?
No, if this has nothing to do with Quantum Leap, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, where's Ziggy at?
That would be so sick. Now you made me hate this game. Quantum...
Oh, was it a...
Didn't Defiance already try this and fail?
What?
Didn't your Defiance try to sort of thing and fail?
I think Defiance had like an iOS thing, right?
How could you, how could what you do in the game affect the TV show?
I don't know.
Well, you'll find out, man. No, dude, I'm not totally up on Quantum Break.
Were you just waiting on like the results?
Am I Mr. Quantum Break? Is that over here? Is that who I am?
Does it end with the main character never getting home?
Is that how Quantum...
Yes.
He never got home?
They did like a really...
He couldn't save his father.
No, they did a BS ending where he's still trying to get home and suddenly he can't. Like they show like a whole episode where he's basically talking about going home and then at the end they cut to black. He never made it home. The end.
I don't remember.
Didn't one of the seasons he actually get home?
No, you're thinking of Sliders, where the Golden Gate Bridge was a different color.
No, I think
color.
In one of the Quantum Leap episodes, he
Blue
got home,
Golden Gate Bridge.
He got the right timeline, but not in his body.
He was his dad.
Yeah.
He was his dad?
Yeah.
Oh, no way would I stay that way, man.
No. But, like, it was like his dad died, and that was, like, the whole, like, it was like supposed to be, like, some big meaning. I forget. I watched it 20 years ago at this point.
So, wait. But let me try and fill in the blanks with what I would have done. He's his dad, and he remembers giving himself, Little Sam, a speech or whatever. Or whatever the guy's name was. What was his name? I only remember.
He was Sam.
He was Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Al was his mentor. And
so he probably gives Little Sam a speech. Why are we talking about Quantum?
Because it's great.
Telltale, get on it.
All right, we're done.
Yes!
We're done.
Yes!
We're done. Down to talking points.
Gotta be kind of old to remember that A Current Affair fucking
that's some really whimsical shit right there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, that was Nick News with Linda Ellerbe.
That is some whimsical
holy
shit.
Holy shit.
I feel a lot of 90s coming at me at once right now. Right.
Current Affair is the 80s. That's right.
I think the last time I heard that's Dumb and Dumber, though.
That one was actually off the top of my head, and it was hard to find because apparently Australia still does A Current Affair. So every time you YouTube it, it shows some stupid shit from Australia.
Last time I saw A Current Affair, they were talking about the cocaine trade in the Miami. It was like that long ago. It was like
yikes.
The Menendez brothers.
Yeah.
So basically yesterday.
All right. So last week on the show, we had the talking point of what makes your favorite game the favorite game, either the story, the gameplay, or the graphics. Now, I don't think we had any answers because that show hasn't been up yet. Because we're recording this on Wednesday and the show's not even up yet. So I'm not going to blame anyone for not typing in. I was pretty harsh last week for not getting any answers.
You were kind of a dick.
Dude, we got over like, we got over 1,022 views like on Facebook. Not one answer on that post.
This side of the room was not here and there was a lot of salt in the room.
Dude, that post made me so... I was like, we have 1,027 views or whatever and not one guy wrote on it. You lazy motherfucker.
Well, there was one guy. His name was damn
me. That was me.
I know.
I tried to kick it off. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Salt rising.
Anyway, so around the room, favorite game and what made it? Was it graphics? Was it
Masters of Monsters? It was gameplay.
That couldn't have been good. That the original Genesis one.
I loved it. It was. I love those old tactical games.
The hexagonal.
I love them. I'll play them all day.
And you'll still play it? That still holds up.
Yeah, I mean, it's technically the new. It's just a square-based combat. Only it was hexagons.
So
the same thing as playing like a new.
What does it for you? The graphics.
It's all gameplay. I love
all
gameplay,
no matter what.
I don't know if I have a favorite game off the top of my head, but I could just tell you the games I had the most fun with, and they were all multiplayer games.
It's all FIFA.
No.
FIFA's your favorite game.
No, like, you know, WCW vs. NWO, World Tour, all the old...
You're thinking about FIFA right now.
Yeah, no, FIFA's a great game.
Kicking balls.
No, but, you know, like, all the THQ wrestling games that you just get your friends together and play. Halo 2, we literally just brought it back.
Right.
It's a 10-year-old game.
So are you going to say... the fact that it can be multiplayer?
Multiplayer really... gameplay. I feel that's the thing that I look for most in a game where it's not so much the gameplay, if I play the story mode and it's a lot of fun, you know, that is fun to me, but I much rather have great multiplayer gameplay. And
well, at that point, the game, the graphics come into play too, no?
I think...
I mean, with the multiplayer, I love a good...
Yeah, but I went back to Halo 2 right now. The graphics at the time were really great, right. But the graphics ain't nothing now. Like, yeah. It was still a ton of fun.
I had a lot of fun playing Halo 2 just for the fact that they don't have the dash yet. So every movement counts. Every player counts. You can't just run blind balls out for the other side of the squad.
I mean, it was super enjoyable. I couldn't imagine...
Plus, actually, I rock and you suck at it. Novus!
No, plus, I can't imagine going back and playing the story mode. That wouldn't be very much fun to me. No. That wouldn't have like a lasting appeal. But I feel any of the old multiplayer games we used to play when we were in, you know, whether it be Smash Brothers, the THQ Wrestling games, the old Halos, they still stand up to this day.
How about old Conquers?
Okay, so versus playability is yours.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. All right, Novus.
Now, normally my thing is gameplay, because graphics I really don't care about. I tend to stick to a lot of old school stuff, which obviously had a lot of crap graphics.
Right.
So graphics ain't nothing to me. And story. Story can be good, but I can play a game with good gameplay and nothing story and be happy.
For example?
The Battle Block Theater thing.
This has a story which is funny. Like, that has a lot of humor to it.
There's not much story going on in that thing.
No, apparently you've never watched your own show. So.
I've watched my own show. We skip the cutscenes. But like the story of it, like there's little story, a lot of gameplay to that one, but like it's funny, so that adds a lot more charm to it. But I can't think of anything where... story is crap and gameplay saves it, but one of my favorite games is Final Fantasy VII, which kind of has this mix for me between gameplay and story. I love the story. Gameplay is my favorite as far as RPG goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't think it's been as good since then.
All right, I wasn't here last week, so
I'm right, I know.
Thinking
and I
while you guys that. Were talking, and I think I get the gist of what the question was.
Right, right.
So I will go with something along the lines of...
It's kind of a two-part question.
Like a Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
Great storyline.
So like a sandboxy game?
Well, that one comes to mind specifically because the story was so good. The atmosphere was unbelievable. Exploration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The soundtrack brought you right into it.
Like, I didn't enjoy it. It was a lot of fun, that game.
Like, it's a per...
You're like, holy shit, the guitar's getting awfully twangy in this motherfucker. Something's about to go down.
I'm not gonna lie.
Actually, yeah.
Phoenix
was telling me about the online. He's like, yo, when you start level one, you start on a donkey. And I'm like, wow, so you're a scrub? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, I gotta play the online now.
The online was great. I used to roll around in a posse with a couple other dudes, and eventually we had wild horses and just, well, basically you were a dick to everyone.
But just the ultimate immersive experience. Like, you lost yourself in that game.
It was really good. It was.
It really had a lot to do.
You could spend hours just wandering. And
so, would you say
content.
Connection to the player was your biggest thing, or were you connected to John Marston?
I would say just getting out of my own world and put into another world.
So just saturation,
yeah. Full immersion.
Full immersion.
I would say it's part of story. It's part of atmosphere. So yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
With me, everybody knows Batman's my favorite game, and I'm not going to change it just for this section, but the mechanics, like Spider-Man, fought a lot like the new Batman games, but just it can't be clunky for me. It can't be clunky. Even everyone else loved and Max and I got into a little bit over Skyrim. I don't think they move well enough, and it just totally rips me out of a game when just something's a little clunky. And it's got to be so tight if you're gonna come up with a game. That's got to be your number one thing. And that's the first thing people work on. Yeah. So I don't know why so many people gloss over it.
Had me with the immersion though.
Right, so, right, but yeah. Like I think I talked about it with you on the show the first time I came up to a wall and I had to walk around it rather than jump over it. It just bothers me. That kind of thing bothers me. I need to be able to move around.
I hated the first before it went 3D, the Mortal Kombat games, because it was so, like, compared to Street Fighter, where you could, wherever I wanted to go, I was going.
Right.
Mortal Kombat, it's like you couldn't move in certain ways, in certain directions.
It was tough.
Hard to play.
Right. Yeah. I just feel, I can't have a game that makes me feel inhibited. And it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, Batman's like the perfect marriage of the sandbox thing, and I can go anywhere I want and stuff. But the fight mechanics flow so well in that game. I need that.
And that's a game where if you had bad graphics, it would still be awesome because of the story and because of the fact that the gameplay is so fluid.
Like if they made right. them like cel shaded instead of like how
even
like crisp
even
it
the
is.
Mechanics.
I like cel shaded. I think cel shaded.
It's
awesome.
Just the mechanics that are
like,
fun
if,
for me.
If you took it, like if you took Batman Arkham Asylum, like you know, bit for bit, and turned it into like a 16-bit SNES.
I mean,
game.
Maybe more like Borderlands because Borderlands got that gritty, like different kind of look. I still think Batman would look awesome. I think it would look more evil. Yeah.
but even if you just
yeah.
even if you just scaled back
the, yeah, Batman Noir.
If okay, like, yeah, if you made Arkham Asylum, Arkham City look like anything from PS1, that whole everything's a block. If you made it look like that, it would still be a good game.
Go back and play PS1 games and notice how many people don't have mouths.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh my god.
That bothered me in Resident Evil 1.
Final Fantasy 7.
Yeah. Nobody had a mouth.
That bothered me in Resident Evil 1 and 2 where they didn't open just, their mouths. They were just right. like and they didn't have fingers, they were just basically brick hands and fucking not
pretty creepy.
It. I hated it.
All right, so I hope people learn a little something about us, particularly. I'm sorry I didn't get to read anybody's on air. I'm not even going to throw it up on the Facebook. But this week, I'm going to ask everybody a very different question, just a very specific to...
Why the fuck didn't you answer my last one?
All right, this week is how many people have Facebook and why the fuck don't... No, this week I want to go over, does anyone think that there is going to be ever... a Kinect game now that's going to be worth it now that it's not mandatory.
Yeah, there'll probably be one or two. I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah,
I don't dislike the Kinect as much as Giant does.
It's not next week yet. Wait till next week.
Yeah. Next week we'll answer it. A little
I will.
More. But because I know. Well, I'll talk about this with Shooting the Breeze. But stick around if you want to hear about a Kinect producer that's ultra pissed. It's Fantasia.
I was going to say, you better prepare a good argument because all you're going to have is him going, nah.
Okay.
Nah.
So the question is, will the Kinects on the Xbox One ever see a good game? So that's it for this week. We're going to wrap it up. Stick around afterwards for a little extra flavor. We're Shooting the Breeze, and I'll talk about Fantasia. All right, everybody. Thanks for playing.
You probably spent like 4 hours making that Rise Like Phoenix thing, but you have the same intro and outro.
I hit the wrong button. It's right next to this.
Oh, all right.
Where's the you idiot line?
Idiot.
Anyway. Anyway, the guys who are making the Fantasia game are ultra pissed that they're dumping the Kinect.
Fantasia as in...
Like Mickey Mouse?
Mickey
yeah.
Mouse Fantasia?
Yeah.
Why are they making a game for that?
They were because having one where epic. You walk around, it's supposed to be epic, you point at shit on the screen and it just starts playing, and you can actually play music through it.
You're supposed
like,
to be like,
you know
play
what
like
a
garbage,
symphony.
Yeah.
Like. Eventually you're moving your hands like a conductor and it's a symphony.
So guess what's not going to work like you want it to?
It's Mario Paint, but interactive.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
That but, wouldn't actually be bad, just a regular paint program, for at least for a kid. Like, that'd
right.
be fun.
I don't think the Kinect's going to be as bad as everybody's. Like, they can do so much with it. I think eventually
dude, they just
handbone
that
to.
Thing so bad. Right. It was like the clown from Night of Showtime at the Apollo just sweeped it off the stage of E3.
Nobody wants it. I've been saying it since they announced it. Nobody fucking wants this thing.
I could care less about it until this particular Xbox One system where it signs you in and out when you walk in and out of the room and I play video
I don't
with
know,
multiple people.
I don't know why my Xbox asks me if it's me a billion fucking times every time I change something. Like, oh, you can't sign in Netflix unless you're signed in. And I was like, I'm the only person on the Xbox.
Mine
no
never,
one else has
ever does that.
I have the same problems as Rise, man. Like, everything I do, like every app I open, it's like, you should definitely sign in as Giant Shock. I was like, oh, I'm not signed in?
Right.
What
I can happened? Check my buddy list right now. Who the fuck do you think I am?
Now imagine playing a multiplayer game like NBA 2K where me and my couple friends are playing and it's just like, whoa, wait, time out. Giant Shock, you're not signed in. It's like, what happened? Stop signing me out.
Right.
I think with the Kinect, like...
The TV thing is bulky, man. I couldn't find the History Channel last night for
it's
that.
It's got potential, but it needs a lot of working.
But nobody's going
to
be working on it anymore.
I was
going
to say, if they don't force you to buy games for it, those don't work on
I'm
it.
I'm really... saying thing itself needs a lot more work on it. They need to kind of take it back and really
The TV thing that they had, it was their bread and butter. It never changes the channel for me. Half the time, it just straight up doesn't. I'll be like, yo, turn on Nickelodeon, and it just doesn't respond. Like, it's my wife, and it's mad at me.
I don't know why you have to go to a certain channel. Why can't it be like basic, channel up? Like,
none of that works. You can go, like, I was trying to find the History Channel for that badass miniseries that they're doing.
The World War one?
Yeah. And I had to say History, but I forgot that it's not called the History Channel anymore. So I kept on saying History Channel, and I don't know.
What's it, like, the H Channel?
It's called History. So it had to be, like, instead Xbox, of what? History Channel. You know? Channel used to be in the name of it.
Yeah. Well, I would pretty much say that about anything except for, like, HBO or ESPN.
There was never
like
a Fox Media Channel, NBC Channel, Nickelodeon Channel.
I think Discovery Channel.
Comedy Central Channel.
Before putting it into all the
Discovery
TV stuff.
Discovery.
Before putting it into all the TV stuff, they should have, you know, actually tweaked it for games.
You know what they should have done, man? They should have put one in Bill Gates' house 2 months before it actually came
out. Bill Gates
doesn't care. He would have walked directly into Microsoft and be like, this thing's a piece of shit, bro.
Bill Gates doesn't care. He's not even the CEO anymore. He wakes up every morning and just kind of sits there with his coffee and goes, I'm glad I'm not in that shit anymore.
I was about to say, I'm so fucking rich. I'm so fucking pissed, bro.
Maybe he might do something if everyone just takes their
yacht or jetpack.
I like thinking of him as a jock. Like,
if we had a John Bonfire of every Xbox One in the world, would not care.
Because he wouldn't care. But if everyone just took their Xbox Kinect P.O. box to his house, and he just kept getting fucking Kinects over and over and over and over again, man, then he might be like, yo, this thing sucks.
Yeah.
The technology doesn't suck, but it's at his house. He hates it.
I'm trying to think of that movie. What was that movie where the original inventor didn't know his shit sucked anymore, and then finally they get him, and he's like, "Oh, I've got to change his shit." Nobody.
No.
What?
Yeah, that was really informative.
Yeah.
Good description.
Very vague.
The one with the guy likes the thing.
All right, let's cut out the show about 30 seconds ago. So, all right, guys, thanks for playing again.